Hello, this is Pastor Phil Fernandez of Trinity Bible Fellowship and the Vice President of the International Society of Christian Apologetics. I also head the Doctor of Ministry program for Veritas International University. And we've been talking a lot lately about Christ's death, and that's with, you know, the Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday coming up in the near future. And so I wanted to talk about celebrating Christ's death in the communion or the Lord's Supper that we celebrate. And remember the Last Supper when Jesus initiated the new covenant, when he broke the bread, which represented his body broken for us, and they drank of the fruit of the vine, celebrating the Passover feast, but they drank the fruit of the vine to be done in remembrance of his blood shed for us. So let me read to you 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. And Paul says this: "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" And you can see the other accounts of the Lord's Supper in the Gospels and all. And the first point I want to make about this, and I don't want to even get into today, you know, different views. I'll just tell you my view. I'm not going to break it down in the scriptures and go on a long study on that. There's a place for it, but not in a, you know, 7 or 8 minute YouTube video. But the Roman Catholic view is transubstantiation, with the bread and the wine literally become the real body and blood of Christ in a mystical way, so that the appearance of bread and wine remains, but it has been supernaturally transformed into the body and blood of Christ. And I don't hold to that view. I don't hold to consubstantiation, the Lutheran view, where the bread and the wine doesn't become the body and blood of Christ, but the body and blood of Christ are literally and really present in and around the bread and the wine at the celebration of the Lord's Supper. Then there's the spiritual view, the John Calvin's view, that the body and blood of Christ are somehow spiritually present. I don't know how physical things can be spiritually present, but I hold to the memorial view, very common among Baptists and not a lot of non-denominational churches. And the memorial view, Zwingli held to it, the reformer Zwingli, that the bread and the wine remain bread and wine. It doesn't become the body and blood of Christ, but it's done in out of a memorial in remembrance of Christ's death on the cross for our sins. So the partaking of the broken bread symbolizes Christ's body broken for us, and we want to identify with that. And partaking of the fruit of the vine, we identify with Christ's shedding of his blood. We say his broken body and his shed blood when he died on the cross for our sins and rose from the dead to conquer death for us. We want that to count for us. Now, let me say this too. No resurrection, no celebration. There's no reason to celebrate the death of Christ. The early church would not have celebrated the death of Christ if he stayed dead. So the fact that we celebrate the Lord's Supper, Jesus told us to do it, but if he died and stayed dead, the apostles would have said, "Hey, you know, been there, done that, we're going somewhere else." And it was the same. It's not just a Christian argument, it's a Jewish argument for Jesus as the Jewish Messiah. Gamaliel used it. Say, why do you persecute these Christians? If this is not of God, it's going to die out. And then he gave examples of two different false messiahs, a Judas and a Thutis, who were false messiahs, and the Romans crushed them and ended their uprising, and that was it. And so what he's saying is dead Messiah equals dead Messiah movement. Now, when Jesus died, his movement died. But then it came back to life on the Feast of Pentecost. And there's no explanation for how a dead Messiah movement could come back to life Because the Messiah is supposed to come and rescue Israel. How can a dead Messiah rescue Israel unless he rises from the dead? And so the fact that Jesus' dead Messiah movement came back to life shows that that quote-unquote dead Messiah rose from the dead, came back to life. But there would be no celebration without the bodily resurrection of Jesus from the dead. So no resurrection and then no celebration. So when we celebrate the Lord's Supper in remembrance of Christ's death, we understand that when Christ died on the cross, he said, "It is finished." He didn't need to do something either. There was a false teaching that Jesus went into the lake of fire and had to be born again in hell and had to defeat demons to get out of there, and that's how he saved us. No, he saved us by his broken body and his shed blood on the cross of Calvary. Now, there was a sense of a spiritual death in that God the Father was separated from God the Son in fellowship, so Jesus could say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" God the Father had to at least turn and look away for a totally righteous man who also happened to be God the Son to go through death was a punishment for sin. But Jesus took our sins upon himself when he died on the cross, so we get water baptized to identify with Jesus in his death, burial, and resurrection. And then we do that once, and then we periodically celebrate the Lord's Supper. Our church does it once a month. Some churches do it once a week. But we celebrate the Lord's Supper to remember that Jesus died for us. Jesus knew that we forget words, and sometimes we remember by doing. So we are to do something. We are to celebrate the Lord's Supper. I'm hoping that you're celebrating the Lord's Supper, even if you're apart from your Christian brothers and sisters in the Lord. I'm hoping that you celebrate the Lord's Supper and you acknowledge that through Jesus' death, we have victory over sin. We have victory over Satan. And we do this in remembrance of Christ until he returns. And so not only do we have victory over sin and victory over Satan, but it also gives us hope in Christ's return. So the day will come when Jesus will return and make his stand upon the earth and make things right. And we long for that day when he shepherds the nations with an iron rod for thousands of years and sits on the throne of David in Jerusalem and reigns over the earth. And so celebrating Christ's death, no resurrection, there'd be no celebration. But celebrating Christ's death, it's victory over sin, victory over Satan, and have hope in Christ's return. And it also, Paul says, from one loaf, there are many members, and you partake of the one loaf, and so it also represents our unity in Christ. If we are true believers, we will celebrate the Lord's Supper and acknowledge that his body was broken for us, his blood was shed for us to wash away our sins. And so we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're sinners, we can't save ourselves, but the Lord Jesus Christ came to earth to be our substitute sacrifice. He died in our place and took our punishment upon him on the cross when he died for us as our substitute sacrifice for our sins. And then he bodily rose from the dead to conquer death for us. And so we celebrate Christ's death. And, you know, it's interesting that we would rejoice in the cross, a shameful, painful way to die. But we know that, yes, there was a manger, there was a wooden cross, but there was a manger, a carpenter, a wooden cross, but then there was an empty tomb and a risen Lord. And so we praise the Lord Jesus and we celebrate Christ's death when we celebrate communion. This is Pastor Phil Fernandez from Trinity Bible Fellowship. You want to get a hold of us the old-fashioned way for guys my age, Trinity Bible Fellowship, P.O. Box 3264, Bremerton, Washington, 98310. You can look us up online at philfernandez.org or sermonaudio.com/IBD. Or you can go to my Facebook page, Phil Fernandez, Fernandez with an S, or Institute of Biblical Defense Facebook page or Trinity Bible Fellowship Facebook page. Please, if you get a chance, subscribe to the Phil Fernandez Show. God bless you and be safe.